Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yes, hello everyone. Oh, I love being here on a Monday because there's so much to talk about and we've seen so much sport across the weekend. We saw our two AFL teams split 50-50 because the Dockers won, coming down from 32 points to beat North Melbourne under the roof there at Marvel. And then we had a first sight yesterday at home of the West Coast Eagles. 42,000 fans came out to see what the West Coast Eagles would throw up, and the opening quarter of an hour looked pretty impressive. And that great sink of handballs instigated by the number one draft pick, Harley Reid, was just brilliant to watch. But that's probably as good as it got for the West Coast Eagles yesterday. We're here for our friends at Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrient Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. And the other big story, naturally, is the Sheffield Shield victory, a three-peat. The last time that happened was starting with the summer of 86-87, 87-88 and 88-89. And the captain who was in charge of the WA Sheffield Shield team when we had that three-peat was Graham Wood. And he's going to join us on the program a bit later on to give us a comparison between the team that he captained and the one that just won three Sheffield Shield Shields in a row. So we'll speak to Woody a bit later on. We'll start our waffle preview as well. And I'll speak to Ash Prescott a bit later on. And one question I will ask him is how Zach Mainwaring has bounced back after, of course, having those comments levelled at him regarding his late father in a pre-season game against the Perth Footy Club. But Ash always speaks delightfully well. He's a very educated individual, a very good coach. But the problem with Claremont, they've been in every final series since 2018, two grand finals during that period, and they haven't been able to come away with a premiership flag. So Ash Prescott will join us because they kick off the season against West Perth up there at Arena Joondalup, known as Pentanet Stadium, 7:10 on Friday night, and should be an absolute beauty. Now, the new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And opinions that inspire. My opinion is about the West Coast Eagles, and I'd like you to come on board and give us your thoughts. You may agree with me, you may disagree with me, or you're not 100% sure. And if you're not, I'd like to hear from you. 0487 736 736. We know openly that the West Coast Eagles are going to take a little bit of time to get where everybody would like them to be, a very competitive, maybe finals-chasing AFL football club after what's been a disastrous last couple of seasons. And someone asked me today, where do you see the West Coast Eagles? And, of course, I reserve my judgment until I saw them yesterday. Have they bottomed out? That's the big question. Did they bottom out last year where they're on the end of some serious hammerings? In my opinion, I don't think they've bottomed out yet. So I think this season could be the season where they bottom out and then they start to build. And the reasons I say that, just very generally, and I'm not talking about the thrashings, because they had injuries last year, as we know, their list was decimated. I'm talking about having at least a decent list as far as injuries. Now, they've got Oscar Allen out for a couple of months. Liam Ryan's out. Matt Flynn, who came over as a ruckman to support Bailey Williams, is still 2 months away. Elijah Hewitt has got a foot problem. We don't know when he's going to return. Dom Sheed, Jai Cully, Rhett Bazo. So they've got a few injuries, but not the length of what they had last year, which impacted on their performances, no question. But I've just got a feeling that this will be the season where the Eagles will finally bottom out. I'm not sure how many games they will win. It could be anywhere between 0, 2, 3. And my reason for saying that is I reckon their senior players, McGovern, Cripps, Yo, Gaff, who played in the Waffle, Witherden, a lot of their senior players, and we can maybe put Duggan in there, you know, the co-captain, but he's only 27, so he should be in the peak of his career at the moment in relation to his return. I'm not sure a lot of those senior players that they rely a lot on, Barris, McGovern in defence, you know, Cripps up in the forward line, Darling up in the forward line. He hasn't got Oscar Allen to help him out for the next couple of months. I don't think they're going to return what they have returned in the last couple of seasons. And on the other hand, when you look at the young products coming through, I reckon they still need another season or so to start moving. You know, Jameson at 23, Hoff at 21, Chesser at 21. Okay, forget about Harley Reid. He's going to be an outstanding footballer. And there's no question about that. But he's 18 and he'll probably need this season to sort of get moving. And then we've got Long. You know, we've got Jimby. We've got Barnett. We've got Marrick. We've even got Tyler Brockman, who's only 21. We go with Clay Hall, 19, who's not playing at the moment. I just think they've got the depth through their young players and with their older players ageing to be maybe from a supporter's point of view optimistic that they may be better this year. I'm not sure they'll be better, but the more games we get into some of those young players and slowly we phase those young players to take over from the likes of some of more senior players is what the West Coast Eagles need. Finish bottom again, go to the draft again, pick another number one draft pick, or maybe try and get a few high-profile draft players into your squad for 2025, and maybe the Eagles will start to move then. But I'm not sure they're going to move this season. I really don't believe they're going to move this season. You know, Jamie Cripps mentioned on this program last week, he's 32. He's nowhere near as quick and agile as he was. But as we saw yesterday, he's got the ability to bob up and kick a goal. You know, Cole's 26, and that bracket between 23 and 27 when they start moving. To be fair, Tom Cole is just a reliable defender without going places. Liam Duggan, co-captain, again, a very honest player. Liam Ryan's 26. You know, when will we see him? I think the best is behind him because of the injury stakes. And, you know, a lot of those sort of in the middle 20s are not sort of match winners by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, that's my spin on the West Coast Eagles. I reckon they'll bottom out this year. They'll bottom out this year and then hopefully from this year, from next year, they'll start moving forward. Don't expect them to climb the ladder this year. You know, it's a false dawn. Don't expect them to climb the ladder this year. They will finish probably last. I don't think Hawthorn are much chop either, but I reckon they'll finish last. But hopefully there is enough games, enough progression with this young squad that will help them move forward in the next couple of years. Don't expect it from your senior players because they are ageing now. Okay, that's my opinion anyway.